Hello, Jack Clayman once again.
Hello, Peyton Massey once again. How are you today, sir?
I'm mighty fine.
On this fine...
If I do say so myself.
Sunday evening. And,
is it Sunday?
Yeah, and if everyone's listening, it might be any day of the week, so who knows? But no one's listening.
Yeah. It could be Monday when we're supposed to put this out.
Yes, every Monday.
We'll try for every Monday.
Yeah, set your clock.
Yeah. Okay, so what is this episode about,
Jeff? All right, so today... we're going to be talking about our first time drinking some alcohol.
Our first time drinking alcohol.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, Peyton. Just for everyone on here, thank you for listening. If you did, I saw that we got a couple of one download, which is really impressive. Yeah. You know, we're ranked 5 stars on iTunes right now when mm-hmm. we're on iTunes. One of them is for myself.
Mm-hmm. One of them is from myself.
And then two of them are from our friends.
Yeah, so I don't know how valid that is.
But it's okay, 5 stars.
Hey.
So we are on iTunes, just in case you didn't know. And we're also on Podomatic.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that was correct.
Yeah, okay. And we were ranked at one point 129 in the comedy section.
Mm-hmm.
We fluctuated quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
And so...
we sunk down real low.
We were at 1,272. So we could do better.
Yep, that's okay.
Hey, but we were at 129. We were close to breaking 100. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
And that was with only one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So the more we make, the more money we make.
The lower down we'll go.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
They'll listen and be like, wow, this is a shit show.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
100%.
All right. I have some notes.
Okay. Tell me.
And these are things that I forgot to mention in the last podcast.
Okay.
First one is my height, because I know Jack said his height. I think I remember 5'10".
5'10", 5'11", 6 foot in heels.
Yeah. Okay. You made the heels joke. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So my height is 6'3".
You're just saying that so you can get the ladies
on a good day. And then 6'6" in heels.
You just want to make me look bad. That's why you're doing this.
We're only 5 inches apart, which is very sexual. Okay, location of recording. We are in Jack's... What room would you call this?
A dining room, I would say.
Okay. We're in Jack's dining room.
Yeah.
We were in my house last time. But then I realized that the freeway that I live next to was a little too loud. It was making it go, and no one wanted to hear that. So we're in Jack's house now. It's a little quieter.
Yeah, we move around.
Yeah.
We may be homeless.
Yeah.
All right.
Nomads.
And, you know.
Oh, also, I got a pop filter.
Oh.
So hopefully I won't. Clip the audio. Okay, Jack Clayman.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Go on.
Hey, my name. My name's Jack Clayman.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you want to ask me a question or two or Peyton a question or two, I'm also on the Twitter, and my handle is everyone pens ready? All right.
I have mine.
Okay. I have mine, too. It's the @.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I got it.
Take a second.
I got it. Go on. A
couple more minutes?
No, I got it.
Okay. @.
Okay.
Jeek.
How do you spell that?
Just in case people are illiterate. Jeek is...
I almost dropped my phone.
It's okay. J-E as in eggplant. And K as in koala bear or kangaroo.
Okay.
Yeah, so... J-E-K, and then my last name, Clayman, which is Clay, C-L-A-Y, and then man. If you don't know how to spell man, what are you doing with your life? And Peyton. Peyton, I think I followed you on the Twitter, too. I don't know what handle you're under.
Okay. I don't know either.
Why didn't you check?
I don't know. It's either Peyton McHale, P-A-Y-T-O-N... Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L.
I'm doing a quick check right now.
Yeah. Or Peyton Massey. I don't know.
Jeez.
Like slacking. To keep it simple. I like my name, so.
Yeah, it's simple, but you can't remember it.
Hey.
It's Peyton Michael.
Mikhail.
Yeah. So, Peyton, P-A-Y-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. Oh, at first. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mikhail, M-I-C-H-A-L.
Okay.
So now you know.
I think I'll remember that.
We will get 0 followers by the end of this week, probably. Yeah. 0 questions.
Mm-hmm. Just like your MoveTube video.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to read some of our podcast reviews, too.
Okay.
That's so, just in case, yeah. So we are on iTunes and Podomatics right now, just in case you're listening to us on one and not the other.
Here, I'll read a review, or you read one first.
Okay.
And then I'll read the other one. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Nope, you go first, because I don't have it up yet.
Okay. Reviews, 5 reviews.
First one. There
are 5? 5 reviews.
Last time I checked, there were only 4.
There are only 4 showing, but there's 5 ratings.
Okay.
The first one is titled, I Liked It, and it's by Jack Clayman. And it says right underneath it, that's all I wanted to say. Yep. So I liked it, 5 stars, that's all I wanted to say.
And the second one is from Yo Mama 555, which I did not know before, but I know now, is what people see when I comment stuff. I didn't know I was named Yo Mama 555 until
were
I commented.
Were you really?
Yeah, that's me. So it says, the title is, yeah, it's pretty good. And then underneath it, it says, I wish there was a 6-star rating because that's what this podcast deserves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
That is me. Well, Yo Mama 555. Nice. Okay, Jack, what's the third one?
Okay, next one is titled Best Podcast of My Life. This is by Walking Dead is Beast. Best.
No,
is
best.
Is best. He didn't even...
He didn't try correct, to put the A in there.
Okay, it says...
There's only one A, actually. There's no A in dead.
The review is, oh my god, this podcast is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. The part where they're talking about orange soda was so funny, I literally died. I wouldn't be surprised if they got their own Netflix original next week. Best podcast since Broken Podcast with PewDiePie. I am such a big fan. When are you anyways? Oh, no. When are you guys going on tour? ? I'll be in the front line everywhere you go. Anyways, I wish I could say more, but you have to listen to this yourself to believe it. Your slave, Walking Dead, is best.
That's my favorite part. Your slave.
That is by our friend Donald Palomino.
Yep. And shout out to Donald. I know he might be listening to this one.
He will be listening.
Maybe to if this I one. Tell him that we mentioned him.
No, he definitely will listen. He said it's better than the Broken Podcast.
Oh,
so
that's
he
true.
Has to listen.
Okay. Let me read his other review.
Okay.
So this is number 4. Best Hour of My Life is the title by Joaquin Dead.
Like Joaquin
is
Phoenix.
Best. Yeah. All right. It says, never in my life have I ever been happier than when I listen to this. I believe I am listening to it for the 12th time now. I can't wait for these guys to go on tour around the world. You bet I will be at every location. Anyways, these guys are kings of comedy. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were offered a Netflix original by the end of this month. I wish they had a merchandise store, though, but that hasn't stopped me from making shirts. Oh. That hasn't stopped me from making shirts for me and my friends. I can't wait for you guys, for your guys' next podcast. Your number one fan.
Joaquin.
No, it doesn't say his name.
Oh,
it
he
just
didn't
says
sign
your
it?
Number one fan.
Oh, no. Yep. Well, those were our reviews. Hey, wait, Scooter. How you doing, man?
Yeah, Scooter's back in the studio joining us again.
Scooge, you got something to say?
Thanks, Scooter.
Thanks, Scooter. Keep it real, pal.
Yeah. Scooter will be sitting with us for the remainder of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dumb.
All right. So, Peyton, how was your week, sir? I'm wondering.
It was good.
Because I haven't seen you in a week.
No, you saw me last night. Oh, you mean on the podcast?
You're not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to think that we're doing this every Sunday, and that we don't see each other, and then we record Sunday, and then it goes up Monday. Peyton, you just fucked it up. You fucked it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No one's gonna listen now.
You actually fucked it.
All of our viewers are gonna leave. Okay. My week.
It's okay,
was...
right?
Thanks, Scooter, for lightening the mood. My week was okay. I went to school every night.
Wow.
Yeah. I had no homework.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. And this has to be the most exciting podcast I've ever listened to.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
What did you do this week, Jack?
Okay. This week, I just kind of went to work, you know, like a normal human being would.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out some scheduling stuff.
Okay.
I figured out when I'm going to take my trip to Michigan to, you know, kind of see the school. Mm-hmm. I found out that my interview videos got approved to make more of for MoveTube,
okay.
YouTube channel. So I'll be putting one of those out every like Wednesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And and then
hey Jack, try to keep the burps down.
So
minimum.
We got a complaint from one of our viewers.
Yeah.
He says he didn't like the butthole jokes and...
the amount of burps.
The amount of burps. But fuck him.
But fuck him.
But, yeah. But fuck him. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Look in my eyes. But, okay, your eyes are crossed.
But fuck him. Okay. Was that it? Is that all you did this week?
Kinda. Yeah. Just did that. We went back to Rob's apartment.
Yeah.
We hung out.
Did we mention Rob's apartment?
Yeah, we did. That was like the majority of our talk last time.
Okay.
Yeah. So World Market, aka Rob's apartment.
Okay.
And then we hung out. We listened to Kanye's new album.
Oh, of course.
For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of bad freestyles on it, but a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
So like outweighs each other, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, I would have to agree.
Okay. Well, thank you for that opinion.
Okay, Jack, let's get into the beans, the meat and beans podcast.
Seven-layer
The protein.
Dip. The layer.
The thick dip. Of it. Let's get to the main topic of this
podcast. We're like an egg. Crusty on the outside.
Crusty.
Kind of not that crusty on the inside. Moist? Is it moist?
Never once have I described an egg as being crusty.
Let's describe... Okay, no. Okay. The crusty outside. Crusty,
no.
Crunchy.
No.
Yeah. And then the inside is more like a gooey, moist interior. And then the yolk is very hard and makes my mouth dry every time I taste it. That's why you put a lot of salt, pepper, and hot sauce on it.
I hate this.
Why?
I hate this. I hate the word moist.
I like moist.
I hate how you said crusty.
Crusty's a fun word.
It is, but I wouldn't use it to describe an egg.
I don't know my least favorite word. It's probably slushy.
Slushy?
Because when something's described as being slushy...
it's usually snow.
Uh-uh.
Or a nice 7-Eleven drink.
Yeah, but I just imagine it being in my hand, and I don't like slushy things in my hand.
Okay.
I'll drink slusho.
Hey. Okay.
All right.
Meat and beans.
Let's talk about The devil's juice.
The devil's nectar. Jack, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Your dealer's choice. Flip it. All right, who's war. The dealer? Ready? 3, 2, 1, war. You go first.
Okay. I don't know what just happened there, but okay.
I whipped out a deck of cards, and we flipped cards and
paid. Okay. All right. So my story. Are we talking about the first time I drank alcohol?
Yeah.
Or the first time I got drunk?
We'll do one or of each. Both. Yeah, we'll do both. Okay. We haven't been talking for a while, and we don't know how to we don't know how to keep a podcast going, so we're okay.
Okay. 16 minutes is what I have.
16 candles.
All right, so the first time I drank alcohol was actually in your house. Remember that?
If your mom heard this, she'd hate me even more.
Yeah, she would. For those of you that don't know, my mother does not fancy Jack too much.
Now that you're telling me that you tried alcohol for the first time in my house too, I am just the most horrible influence in your life ever.
I wouldn't say you're the worst, but I don't know. The bad things in life have occurred when I'm with you. My first rated R movie. Which is why my mom hates Jack in the first place.
You want to tell that story? We have time.
Sure.
We have time.
Okay. So, I'll say what I remember
from that. I'll say what I remember.
So, it was her birthday party.
It was.
There were like 10 guys at your house.
Yeah.
All naked.
Because I'm gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one jump out of my cake, frosting on his dick.
Yeah.
And my dad and like, chanted me on saying, "Someone's gotta lick it off. Lick it off. Lick it off."
Okay. Already one too many gay jokes in this. Okay, so we were all at your house, all of our friends.
Uh-huh.
And it was towards the end of the night, and everyone was kind of winding down. They wanted to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Machete, was it 2?
Or 1.
1.
It was the first one.
It was the first one. So how old were we? 12? 11?
Who knows?
I was too young for a rated R movie.
I don't know. Because if everyone in there was allowed to watch a rated R movie.
Well, I mean legally.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I think so.
Yeah. I wasn't even allowed to see a PG-13 movie.
I think if I was a parent, and who knows if I'm a parent. Okay. I sure don't. I walk out on everyone.
I don't believe in censorship.
I don't either. Kids will learn it sooner or later.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them learn it from something I can control.
Exactly.
That sounds like censorship, but like I'd rather have them watch this stuff so they know, and then I can explain it to them.
You'd rather introduce
it. Yeah, rather than hold a kid blind and then have other kids tell them about stuff, if that makes sense.
Hold a blind kid?
What? Like no. Like no, if I get my kid was blind.
Yeah.
Physically and emotionally.
Okay.
You can't be emotionally blind. I'm stupid. I don't go to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Continue.
Oh my god, this podcast is off the rails. Okay.
Hey,
so
hey, real quick, Scooter, give us a train. Come on, Scooter. There you go, Scooter.
There's a train. Okay, so what was I saying?
Machete.
Okay. Machete came up on screen, and I was getting a little uncomfortable because I knew my mom's views on rated R movies, and she didn't want me to see a rated R movie when I was so young. But I was like, hey, you know, I'm with the boys. I'm with the guys. I can't let them down. So we all kept it a secret.
Like, it was my birthday. Like,
yeah.
I remember you were, like, the deciding vote on if we were able to watch it or not.
Yeah.
Because there was a big debate on whether we could watch it because you and Logan, I think.
Yeah.
It was you two.
Yeah. So Logan's mom said yes.
Uh-huh. Because Logan had to call his mom and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I think your dad asked if my mom was okay with it, and I just lied. And I said, yeah. My mom was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we watched the movie. And a week later or something, 2 weeks, my mom got real mad at me because Logan's mother had told my mom that we watched the rated R movie. And she was mad at me for a little bit. But after that, it was just all Jack. Like, she was completely mad at Jack. And it just spread from there.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so what I remember, I don't think, first of all, I don't think Logan's mom did it intentionally, saying, like, they watched Rated R
movie. Yeah, no.
But, oh, they watched Machete, like,
yeah.
And she's like, what, Machete?
Like, so, oh, did Peyton like Machete or something like
yeah, that? Yeah, yeah, and so it's kind of like, oh, might be,
yeah,
type thing. And then I remember you texting me, actually, and said, I can't hang out with you for a month. And I was like, what?
I was grounded from only Jack. I can hang out with anyone else.
Yeah.
But I was grounded from Jack and his house for a month.
And so that was like the first domino. And then I'll just say the second one, because that's what like really just set it off, was your birthday party.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely, because I wasn't with you guys. Okay.
So, what year was it? What birthday party?
2010? 2009?
Okay. Anyway, we're at...
Or was it in high school?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
So 7th grade is what I'm saying, 2010.
Okay. So we went to the pier, Santa Monica Pier. And we got in a hotel room because we spent the night in a hotel room, and then we hung out at the pier all day, and then the next day we went to the pier too.
That was one of the best birthday parties
I had. It was fun. Remember the Taco Bell that we got? We got like all those tacos.
We got the 12-pack. Okay.
We have a friend. His name is Aiden Kwok.
Oh, and I know exactly where you're going with this.
He is as close to a Greek god as a person I can think of. Yeah. So he is just athletically built, like Navy SEAL type guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think he had a taco from Taco Bell.
He might have had one.
Yeah.
But, and like shredded the lettuce off and like the cheese. Only to eat the meat
or something. I don't know. And so, but I remember after we had Taco Bell, I just see Kwok in the corner doing sit-ups.
No, he asked everyone. He's like, do you guys want to work out with me?
Oh, okay.
And everyone was like, no. And he starts doing sit-ups and push-ups. And
I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, all right, I need to start doing sit-ups and push-ups.
Everyone
started doing. We had a workout session in a hotel room.
Yeah, while watching RJ Burger.
10 boys grunting in a hotel room. Imagine the neighbors.
Yeah. They put the
On their honeymoon. Let's go to Santa Monica Pier.
Yep.
They check into the room and they hear 10 little boys. honey, what the fuck is that?
They have the glass up to the wall.
They go to that. They try to look through the little eye thing to see what we're doing.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, so then
the next morning. I gotta clear my throat.
Wow. Next morning. Got all the semen out?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that night, Aiden's like, hey, everyone, let's wake up at 6 in the morning and go on a run. And we're like, fuck yeah! Like, let's go run! Like, fitness! And so, I'd say like 8 guys? 5 guys?
Burgers?
Five to eight guys woke up and went on a run on the beach. Of course, Aiden was in front of everyone, and we didn't know when he was going to stop. We didn't have our phones on us. We just started running down the beach. I don't know how far we ran. Probably a good like 8 miles.
Okay.
And then we turned around and we got back to the pier, and I remember Jennifer, your mother, just yelling at me, pretty much.
Because she already hated you.
Yeah.
So she
and
she
so assumed. she's like, how would you go on this run with? Because you didn't go on the run. You went to the pier with like 2 or 3 guys.
No, I stayed back and I was waiting to go on the pier with everyone.
Yeah.
I stayed back with like Brett.
Yeah.
And
Dylan, maybe I think. Dylan?
Yeah.
And so we came back. She's like, how would you do this? How would you leave Peyton on his birthday to go on a run?
Because we were waiting for like 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. And And I wasn't the ringleader in this. I had nothing to do with this. I was just a kid who wanted to be fit like Aiden Quagliarelli.
Oh, no. Brett went on the run.
Brett did go on the run.
Yeah. Because I remember he was first, or close to first, or yeah. maybe second after yeah. Aiden. Okay.
Okay, so, and I just remember your mom yelling at me, and and then you turn to me and go, "You're on her shit list now." And I was like, "Perfect." And there starts me and your mom's relationship. I've tried to build it up. I don't think she's breaking, though.
Yeah.
I've tried and tried and tried.
Yeah, she's a very tough woman. She usually only believes what she wants to believe, and if someone tries to change that, it's not going to go well.
Yeah. Okay, so we got really sidetracked,
yep.
And so we're going back to Peyton trying alcohol in the house, which is another thing that Jennifer could just get very mad at me about.
If she listens to this podcast, it's over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
I'll be moving to Michigan a lot sooner
than I will be joining you, because I will be... No, I'll be dead.
Okay.
I'll be 6 feet under. Okay.
Continue.
Okay. So, the first time I ever tried alcohol.
Okay.
I was just broken up with my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
At the time. I'm not going to name drop because she has asked me not to.
Okay, that's good. Respect.
But if you know me, you know who she is. And, what?
I know you.
Oh, yeah.
I know who she
is. You know me. So I had just broken up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little sad. I needed my boys, you know?
This was the night of my birthday dinner. Well, I had a birthday dinner that you can go to because you're spending it with your girlfriend.
Yeah, at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Yes. And then after that, you guys came back.
Yeah,
after the birthday dinner. Can I hang out with you guys?
Yeah.
Because I was so sad. But I just needed my mind distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hung out with you. And then, how did it come up?
I'll tell you how.
How?
My dad.
Your dad?
My dad gave us shots. Do you remember that?
No, he did not.
Yeah,
your
he did.
Your dad was not there.
Yeah, he was. I'm telling you he was.
Because I would not have done it.
What? What night are you... Because he... Were you there when we were smoking cigars?
No.
Oh.
What? The only time I've ever smoked a cigar is on the camping trip.
I know, I'm saying...
And at Donald's house.
I'm saying, were you there when we... Like, we were smoking cigars here?
Mm-mm.
When did you come?
Maybe it was another night.
It was another... It wasn't my birthday night that you drank.
Okay. But I know it was sometime... After that,
like because my birthday night, my dad gave us tequila shots because it was my 18th birthday.
Okay, so he
gave
it wasn't
all tequila. Of us tequila shots. And we had cigars and stuff, and it was cool.
No, no, no.
It was
a fun time. The first alcohol,
I remember.
I ever drank was what, some old whiskey.
Yeah, it was me, you, Justin, Ian.
Uh huh.
Ryan? Was Ryan there? Because I know.
I don't remember.
I know, because I know Jacob wasn't there. Because we said that no one would know about this night.
Like, yeah.
Because that was, you didn't want anyone to know that you tried alcohol.
I was real paranoid about it.
Okay.
And I didn't want people to judge me. I was a little scared.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone is their first time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember that night. So continue. I think it was just a regular night. My dad was out and it was just us four at my house.
But I was... It was soon after I broke up with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because that's why I took the drink. I was like, you know what? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm single now. Who cares? And Jack gave me a real big shot. I wouldn't even say it was a shot. It was like a glass.
I don't think it was. I think it was a shot.
Okay.
I think it was just your first time, so it looked a lot bigger than you thought.
And I drank it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel anything. Wasn't drinking to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was just drinking to get it over with.
Okay.
Because I thought it was overrated, like, the first time someone drinks alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And, I think that's it. I had, like, what, two drinks? Two or three?
Yeah, I think you hated it.
Yeah, no, it was so gross.
I'm sure... I don't know if whiskey could be expired, but I'm sure this was expired.
I just think all alcohol is gross. Hey, like, it's the taste is just not good.
Yeah, but the effects are kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Do you want to continue with the drunk story, or do you want me to go?
I want you to go.
Okay.
Have a nice little transition.
My first drinking story is I got drunk that night, too.
Okay.
Or I didn't get... I got, like, buzzed, but, again, it's your first time, so you're like, oh, this is when you're drunk. Like, I'm feeling it. Like,
okay.
So... But I'll tell you another, so I'll do this story and I'll tell you a story where I got drunk.
Okay. Drunk, period.
Drunk, period.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay. So, this night was sophomore year, either freshman or sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
And it was at a party and someone spiked the punch. And I think it was...
Classic.
I think it was actually...
Were you at a prom?
Yeah.
Were you really?
No.
Okay.
It was at someone's house.
Okay.
One of our, acquaintances, I'll call him a peer, Brandon Wong, came up to me and said, dude, get some punch. There's vodka in it. And I was like, okay, sweet. I was like, I'll try it.
Oh, sick.
No one will know. It'll be A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I tried it, and, you know, I definitely was buzzed because, my face was real red, and it, you know when your face is numb?
Mm-hmm.
I felt that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, and then I remember going up to people, and I was talking about how, because it was at the time where Obama shut down NASA or something like that. NASA research.
Okay.
Wasn't there a period in time where that happened? Where NASA just wasn't... They weren't allowing space travel?
Yeah.
And all that stuff?
Something like that.
And I was like, when I was little, all I wanted to be was an astronaut. Mm-hmm. But now I can't fucking do it. Like, how fucked up is that? And I was like... And I... When I was saying it, everyone's like, ha 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 ha. You're so, like... You're so drunk. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. What am I saying right now? And so that was the first time I drank alcohol. It was fine. I remember, I think I had contact with a parent that night, and I was real nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think it was, I didn't let myself get too drunk. Because usually first-time drinkers, when they're out at a party and they're drinking for the first time, they get, they don't know their tolerance. So they can drink way too much and not know.
Okay. And they don't feel it right away, so they just keep drinking.
Okay. So, I think for the first night, I actually had a pretty good experience. It wasn't that bad. Nothing bad happened. I remember everything.
Okay.
So, it was all good.
Nice.
All right. So, that was our first time trying alcohol.
Yeah.
First time getting drunk.
First time getting drunk.
Yes.
Okay. Mine is... mine was at... what's his name? Jake Gould. His...
Graduation
party.
Okay, so this is graduating high school. So you were a late bloomer.
Late bloomer.
Like for alcohol. So I remember the first time you tried alcohol was probably senior year.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
But late bloomer?
I mean...
Is that how kids are these days?
Oh my God. Kids in like fourth grade.
Oh God. I feel so
bad for that. Kids are shitty nowadays.
Yeah.
90s kids will always remember.
Do you honestly want to know how I view... Like, society. Like, it's like...
Okay.
It's like...
Okay.
It's like grown-ups, and that's like people who are 5 years older than us and up.
Okay? Yeah.
That's just grown-ups. And then they're like our peers, and it's people that are 4 years older than us and or the same age, like in between there. And then there's like the grade below us and below. And it's just children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So people could be 17, and I'm 18 right now. Soon to be 19. People can be 17, but be a grade below me, and I still think they're a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of Laurel Hall. Like, I viewed the 7th graders when we were in 8th grade as like... This is so bad. As, like, lower human beings.
Really?
So bad. Yeah. Didn't you just
know
that?
No.
Well, you were friends with some of them. I was not.
Yeah, see, I think your gap, it's so... It's just not a big difference.
What do you mean?
I think, like, from 8th grade to 7th grade, or sophomore to freshman, junior to sophomore.
I know. But that's just how... Ever since Laurel Hall, that's how it's been.
Really?
Yeah.
I think everyone... I think the year of teenagers is 13 to 19 or 20.
Okay.
Because even though you're 18 and you can ruin your lungs and you can apply for the army, you still can't gamble. You still can't do all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really an adult. Even though everyone's like, you're an adult now. It's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not an adult. Okay, so I can ruin still my lungs, but I can't ruin my liver. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to... You're gonna Scotty?
Scotty. What?
What? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Scooter, for getting us out of that rut.
Yeah, right? Hey, Scooter, this is for you.
Wow, Jack and Scooter getting a little fresh.
Scooter, give me a cat noise. Thanks, Scooter.
Oh, Scooter.
That's just for Aaron.
Scooter. Aaron's gonna be real mad. Oh,
okay. Scooters, we're cutting you off.
Yeah. No sound effects for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Scooter's getting pissed.
Whoa. Okay. What were we talking about?
You were going to talk about the first time you got drunk.
Okay. Wow, that was
Jake Gould's house.
Big tangent.
You already mentioned that.
Yeah. Jake Gould's party, graduation party for Notre Dame. Which is a high school I did not go to.
I went to.
But Jack went to. Everyone went to, but me.
It's a big school.
Yeah. And so I went to that party. I forgot how I got in, but that's not important. I remember... I know how I got in. I was outside the gate, and Jake came up to me, and he's like, hey, Peyton Massey, he's cool.
Me?
Let him in.
Me?
What?
Me?
What?
I was pretending to be you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that again. Sorry. How about you?
Hi, I'm here for a graduation party.
What's your name?
Peyton.
I'm the security guard right now.
Peyton, Massey.
What's your last name again? Say.
I don't think I'm on the list.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see a Peyton.
Okay, bye.
No, didn't leave. And then Jay comes out, hey, yeah, Peyton Massey?
Yeah, me?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was dumb. Okay, so I went into the party, met up with Jacob, you, and Aaron.
I actually hung out with you at this party.
I know, so rare. But we had, like, a black backpack with, like, four fireballs. Glasses, bottles of Fireball.
Which is actually the devil's nectar.
Yeah. Not good, but it gets you there, if you know what I'm saying. And we each got our own, or Donald was there too.
Yeah.
So maybe
I don't know who Donald is.
Yeah, me neither.
Is that Joaquin Dead is Best?
I think so. It might be.
That's all I know, Maz.
Anyway, we got our own separate bottles.
Okay.
Of Fireball. So I had a whole bottle to myself, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going around the backyard, talking to people that I knew, and just sipping the bottle a little bit, you know? And I wasn't really feeling anything. And then my ex-girlfriend showed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She showed up, and... I was like, oh, I should have known she was coming. And I just started, instead of sipping, I was like taking
gulps
of Fireball.
Attaboy.
And actually, by the time I took my first gulp, I was feeling buzzed.
Okay.
And so I was taking gulps at this point. And just walking around, still talking to people.
Okay.
And it didn't hit me until either you or Tyler, which is one of our friends, that's a girl. Tyler is a girl. One of you said, man, you're drunk. And it didn't hit me until then.
I'm pretty sure that was me.
Okay. But I think we were talking to Tyler. Because okay. I said, like, I would hook up with you, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
You said that to a lot of girls that night.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of boys,
too. Real horny that night.
Said that to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so didn't hit me until you said, man, you're really drunk or something.
Yeah.
Or like, you're drunk, man. And then I was like, I was in another world. Everything was like, I felt like I was underwater. Everything was slowed down.
Okay.
And I just kept looking at the ground and like the half empty, half full bottle of Fireball. And people would come up and talk to me, wouldn't even know what their name was.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would know who they are. Like, Chris Johansson would come up to me. And I would see his face, but I wouldn't think, oh, that's Chris. I would just think,
just a face.
This is a face talking to me right now. And I was real scared, because I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew people threw up if they drank too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, am I going to throw up? When am I going to throw up?
I just want to let the jury know.
Okay.
That you have a tolerance of a baby.
I have a baby tolerance, a little baby belly.
Like if you gave alcohol to a baby, a newborn, yeah. Straight out of the womb.
It would probably die.
No. I've tried it.
Okay.
It actually happened with me.
Oh.
That's why I don't go to school.
Is that going to be a reoccurring joke?
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to school. Okay.
I'm going to name off all the reasons why I don't go to school.
Okay.
Number one, I had alcohol straight out the womb.
Mm-hmm.
I was also dropped on my head multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the back of my head, it's very flat. It's because the soft spot was actually pushed in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
I have the tolerance of a baby.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you had a lot more than you should have.
Okay. I agree with you. Because I remember drinking half.
Yeah.
Or more than half.
So that's unheard of for you.
Okay. Yeah. But I didn't throw up.
Yeah.
I held my own. To this day, I have not thrown up from alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember people would come up to me and try to talk to me, and I'd just be like, I don't know who these people are. Even though they've been friends with me forever, mm-hmm. Wouldn't know who they are. And if it was a girl, I'd probably try to hit on them. Was Sabrina there? Because I remember hitting on her.
You probably did.
Yeah, she has a boyfriend. Hit on Tyler. I don't know. I was hitting on any girl. And, did the police show up?
Yes.
Okay. So the police showed up. Or people said the police showed up.
Yeah. They were kicking people out of the house.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I walked out with you and all the boys. What is that? Jacob, Aaron.
It was me, you, Jacob, Aaron, Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Casey, who's
That's
Austin's
right.
girlfriend,
yeah.
who's one of our best friends.
Yeah, Casey.
And her friend Maggie.
Maggie, yes.
Who okay. I have not talked to since that night. And before that night, I never talked
Neither
to her.
Neither have I. But I didn't know her before that
You
night.
Asked her to hook up.
I'll yep. tell you well, that. She was a girl.
And we'll get to that later.
Yeah, okay. So, I remember we were outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to pee. So I just found a random hedge to pee.
In the middle of the street.
Was I in the middle of the street?
Mm-hmm. Actually.
No, I peed on the hedge. The big hedge. I don't know how to... Big wall of grass or of leaves. Not of grass.
Okay, okay.
Right?
No.
There was bushes behind me.
No, you peed on a tree.
I don't think that's true, Jack.
I think you peed twice.
No.
I'm.
That's not true.
I'm telling you. Because okay. I remember you stopped in the middle of the street, and I'm like, you gotta like keep moving, and then you peed next to a tree, and then you walked over to the bush, and then you peed in the bush, and because we were by Casey's car,
right,
and so you peed in that bush.
Okay.
Do you want me to continue, or do you want
to? You continue.
Okay. So, because I remember I was right there, right behind you,
mm-hmm.
guarding you, kind of from people walking by.
Yeah. Because I was gonna show my.
Yeah.
To anyone.
So you were peeing
mm-hmm.
you turn to me and you yell trust fall and you fell into the bush away from me. I tried catching
you. So you failed.
No. You turned, so you're facing away from me. You turned towards me, said trust fall, and fell backwards. And so I was trying to reach out to you and pull you back.
Did you catch me?
I mean, the bush caught you, so the bush did the trust fall. So you landed in the bushes, hence the name Floppy Fish. I mean, Magikarp.
Yeah.
So when Peyton's drunk, his name is Magikarp because he uses Splash. And Magikarp just flops around
when
he uses Splash. So Peyton,
or flail.
Yeah, Peyton is notorious for falling when he's drunk.
Yeah. Love being on the ground.
Yeah. It's always nice.
It's because it's like a nice nap in the middle of the night.
And so from then, we went to... From there. Not from then. We went to Casey's car. Where you...
I was singing, Casey is my girlfriend. Yeah,
and you repeatedly...
Maggie is my girlfriend.
You repeatedly told Maggie that you love her and want to hook up with her, as well as Casey.
Well, I love everyone in this world.
Now.
Now. Not before.
Yeah. And that was... That's where I ended.
Went back to Donald's house.
Uh-huh.
And I slept with Aaron. That's when I lost my virginity, too. Episode 4, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler.
No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
What's your story?
You ready? Drunk. What are we at right now?
46. 40.
Really?
Yeah.
39. Okay. Sorry, I just had to smack myself in the dick. Okay, first I want to say that Jake is a good friend of ours. And he wants to be a guest on this podcast, so
I would love to have him.
Bring
him on.
He'll come and talk at the same time.
Okay. That's kind of hard, but
You want to try it now?
Yeah, it's kind of like... I can't really talk, it's just...
Okay, so
sorry, Aaron.
So he could put in his two bitcoins when he talks.
That's very modern and hip. I like that, Jack.
Yeah, dope.
Bitcoin, yeah.
We watched that movie, Dope. I liked it, Peyton didn't. We will talk about that another time. Our first time
watching
Dope.
I did not like
Dope.
It. That will not be an episode.
This night was a party in April, I think.
Okay, that's oddly specific.
Well, because it was like it was an Easter themed party.
Okay.
So it was somewhere in April. I don't know if it was before or after Easter, but I know it was an Easter bunny themed party.
Okay.
At someone's house.
Was it Easter bunny or Playboy bunny? Because I know girls love to do that.
It was definitely like that. It was definitely Easter bunny.
Okay. Because where am I?
Because it was
okay
in April.
All right.
All right, yeah.
Go on.
So, one second. Hey, don't you hate it when when you get beat?
I hate that.
Yeah, it sucks.
And your dad leaves when you're 3.
Yeah, wow. don't you hate when people won't stop texting you and then they'll listen to this and they know exactly who they are without me saying their name?
I won't know.
It's Dylan.
Dylan... Your podcast access has just been revoked. You will never be on an episode.
So, anyway, it was a party in April.
Okay.
And I remember drinking, and then the party got shut down.
Okay.
And I was like drunk. So, but I could still handle myself. And then when the party got shut down, I looked on the piano and there was a full handle of vodka that was not touched.
Oh.
And so I'm like, ooh, little gift bag. And so on our way down the car, you were driving.
I was driving?
Yeah, it was in your car.
Wow. Okay. So we were both there for each other's first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because yours was after mine, so this is when you were sober.
Yeah.
Like the shirt you owned.
I was... DD.
Yeah, so on the way down the car, I just kept drinking.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I didn't get halfway. I got like a quarter of the way. Or no, 1/4 of the way.
Okay. There it is.
Huh.
My voice just cracked.
Oh.
Okay, continue.
And so I remember I tried to bring it in the car and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, okay. So I just kind of threw it in a bush and I took a piss in that bush.
Oh my god, I remember this.
We have a picture of me taking pictures. I remember this night. I had someone gave me Easter Bunny ears.
Yep.
So I had them on my head. Don't know who was today. Doesn't matter.
I was not at this party. I just picked you up from the party.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah. So I get in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was abducted.
Okay.
I was in the trunk with Dylan. Because we had too many people to fit in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to...
Wait. Did I go to this party? Because I feel like if I didn't drink, like I wasn't there. But I wasn't drinking then.
You were there. I'm pretty sure you were there.
Because I don't remember you getting the... Oh my god, was this the party where like the front door's here and then you go out down the steps?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
We parked like up here. There's
a big hill.
Yeah. Okay. I was there.
So
you just weren't wearing the ears the whole night.
Through the party. It was at the end of the party. I got the ears somehow.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
All right.
And then we we went to a Taco Bell. Wait, did we drop Dylan off first?
I don't know. Poor kid.
Okay, so we dropped Dylan off because I don't think Donald hates Dylan anymore. I think they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember they weren't fond of each other. So
for some reason we dropped Dylan
off at his house. I don't know. Well, I obviously wasn't paying attention because I was too drunk. But
I'll try to remember.
Yeah. So let me talk while you remember.
Okay.
we went to a Taco Bell
mm-hmm.
drive-thru, and a song called From Earth to Back was playing.
Do you have the video?
Yeah, but what good would that do?
Just play it for them to hear like what your voice sounded like.
I don't know if I have the Easter Cameron is here.
Okay,
but I'll try to find the riddle ones.
Okay.
So, okay.
Dylan's gonna love that one.
So wait, actually, I lost the riddle ones. Let me check. Anyway.
What was I trying to remember? Oh,
why we dropped Dylan off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have him anymore. I can't do it.
I don't remember.
Okay. So, at Taco Bell, a song from Earth to Back was playing. I got out of the car and I started dancing in the driveway. I mean, in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Just started dancing to the song. Don't know why. Don't know how.
But with other cars in line.
Yeah, there was multiple cars.
Yeah.
We were the last car in line. And so I started dancing. I ran up to this car, to our car,
mm-hmm.
and yelled into Jacob's phone that was filming, or Aaron's phone that was filming, saying, Easter came early this year, bitches.
So it was before Easter.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And so, I was dancing more and more, and all of a sudden these two girls get out of their car and start dancing with me.
Because they might have had a little too much.
No, they did come back from the club. I do remember that.
Okay.
So they start dancing with me, and then they say, can we take a picture with you? And I said, why not? So I took a picture with them,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, you're the most attractive guy we've seen all night. And I'm like, where have you guys been? And they're like, we went to the club. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And then I'm still dancing, and... Now I'm further up in the drive-thru where the PA system is at.
Okay.
And I'm running back and forth just yelling into the mic. Just like, be like, can I take your order? Like, welcome to Taco Bell. I'd be like, ah! The guy's probably like, what the fuck was that? And so I remember these two girls are like, oh, go say hi to our friend. She's in the car in front of us. And so I go to her friend and I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Jack. Don't know why I said hi to this girl. These girls said you were friends with them. Yeah, we just came back from the club. This is the girl now talking, not me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to a club.
Maybe change the...
we just came back from the club.
Okay.
And I noticed that there was a... Oh, at this point, Jacob was now with us. And Jacob, if you hear this, I think Jacob just wanted to be with me, be drunk with me, okay. Like outside.
Well, he was drunk too, for sure.
Yeah. And so he started yelling. He jumped out of the car and he was with me.
Yeah.
I'll mention Jacob later, but I introduced myself to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I see a seat, baby seat thing? What's it called?
Car seat?
That's why I don't go to school. Car seat. In the
Jesus.
Car seat okay. In the back. And I'm like, do you have a kid? It's like, yeah, she's at home, though. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I just left. And then...
That's very odd.
Yeah, get back in the car. Well, I start talking to the other two girls again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, your friend said he'd pay for our meal. And I'm like, okay. So I get back in the car. And we go up and to the drive-thru. And it costs like $40 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, why does it cost so much? And he's like, oh, well, you pay for the other girls' meals. And then you guys got mad at me. But I said that Jacob did it because Jacob did do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys don't believe me.
I don't know who did it, but...
But we ended up paying for...
I don't know why Taco Bell allowed that to happen. Like,
yeah.
I could easily go to Taco Bell right now and say, oh yeah, the car behind me said that
yeah,
they'd pay for my meal.
They can't split our order normally.
Yeah, there's no way they can do
when
that.
When we ask to split an order, they say, sorry, no. Sometimes. Yeah.
I ended up paying for it all.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it wasn't $40. It was like $32.
Okay.
Something like that. But that's still astronomical for a Taco Bell order.
Yeah. And okay. So we went, we drove by my house. Don't know why. And I wanted to ghost ride the car, mm-hmm. which is impossible because I was not driving. Yeah.
I was driving. Yeah.
And to ghost ride a car, no one can drive.
Mm-hmm. No one can be in the car
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
But there were three people in the car.
Yeah.
And Jack was the only one out.
And so I was outside the car, dancing next to the car.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I got in front of the car and led it like a marching band line.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was the marching band leader. Like you
were playing a trumpet. And then you threw my baton in there.
Yeah.
I caught that.
And then at a stop sign, I did like a little robot thing with my head and looked left. I did a little robot thing with my head and looked right.
To check both ways.
And I turned back at you guys. And I said, I did like a little airport thing, and I started marching, pointing forward. And then all of a sudden, just went dead sprint.
Yeah.
Dead sprint down the street.
And from stop sign to stop sign.
So from stop sign to stop sign. Mm-hmm. And was I moving fast?
Oh, yeah. You were booking it.
Okay.
Easily, like, 15, 20 miles an hour.
So I was booking it. And at every stop sign...
Mm-hmm.
I'd make everyone in the car answer a riddle.
Or else we couldn't pass.
Or else you couldn't pass.
To the next stop sign.
I was like a troll.
Mm-hmm.
I only remember
the Dylan riddle.
Who walks in the walk and then gets dropped off in his house. And then the answer was Dylan. And mm-hmm. so you continued. Oh my god.
There was one where you're like,
I'm Jeek. Buzz Lightyear.
You're like, and who are you? Who am I? Who are we?
Oh, no.
Something.
Who am I? Who is he? Who are we? Who are you? And then everyone just said their name. And I'm like, correct. And then we just kept going. And then we got onto a main street. And you're like, all right, Jack, time to get back in the car. I wasn't listening. I went a dead sprint again on the opposite side of the road. I was sprinting on the opposite side of the road towards our friend Donald's house. And... I made it safely.
Yeah.
I don't remember a car coming.
I don't think there was.
But yeah, I ran on the opposite side of the road to our friend Dawn's house. I probably ran a mile? Half a mile?
It's not a mile for sure.
Yeah, I'd say like 0.5.
Quarter to half.
Okay, yeah.
Something like that.
But, like, I was dead sprint.
Yeah.
Dead sprint.
And you didn't seem tired. Except, like, when you were saying the riddles. But when you were running, it didn't seem like you were, like, or anything. It looked like you were, like,
And so we made it back, and they answered all the riddles, so they're able to go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we all lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Didn't remember the next day till everyone showed me, and then I kind of came back.
That's how my night was. Drunk night.
Yeah. So that was it.
That is it.
That was our drunk night.
Yeah.
Dylan just texted me.
What did he say?
He said... Dylan, you can definitely be on the second podcast. and then LOL underneath it.
Oh, no.
So passive-aggressive right there.
Oh, no.
The next one.
Did we promise that?
I don't think so.
I mean, even he said he could have been on the second one, but...
We told him we were recording today, so he could have just said, hey, can I be on it? And I'd be like, no.
I never said, hey, you can be on this one. And we never promised that he had to be on this one or whatever. I'm real loopy right now. Am I drunk? Maybe.
So before we did this podcast, we were suggesting we would take a couple of shots each, and so we would be drunk during this podcast. Mm-hmm. But we'd probably have 3-hour podcast of us talking.
I wouldn't know how to work this computer because I have a really, as Jack said, a baby belly tolerance.
You are a baby. You're a fucking baby, and I hate you. Thanks, guys, for listening to this podcast. What are we at right now?
We're at an hour and a minute.
Okay. Well,
which I think is good.
I think we're good.
I wanted to say something else, though, but I don't remember what it was. And I don't want to wait a week to record again.
I
wish we could do it sooner. I wish we could do one every day.
I don't see why we can't.
Well,
I mean, no. I'm saying like scheduling. Conference. Like we can do one twice a week.
Maybe.
But I like doing once a week.
I'm just because so excited for the next one.
It gives us more experiences. That's what the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is there anything we can promise for the next?
For the next one?
The next episode?
I'd say we have a guest. We'll have a guest either Jake Gould or no guest because Dylan's not allowed on here anymore. I'm just kidding. So we'll have a guest.
Okay.
So it won't be boring.
Okay. It's not just two dudes. Talking to themselves.
Yeah, so,
Three dudes, because Scooter's still here. He just doesn't talk much.
Oh, fuck was that, Scooter, you dumb bitch.
Scooter, you can only talk in sound effects. I thought that was clear.
One second, my phone, the app's not working.
What app? Jack, what are you talking about?
God damn it.
What app, Jack?
I don't know.
Are you suggesting Scooter is nothing but an app?
No. Scooter's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scooter, come on. Sit on my... Come here, Scooter. Sit on my lap. Mm. Was that Scooter or Jack? No one will know because this is a podcast.
1 second, Scooter. Scooter, wait to speak in a couple seconds. Three.
Scooter, tell me how you're feeling tonight.
There you go. You already used that one.
Yeah.
There's so many sound effects you can do.
He's not a poet. He's...
What is this one? Scooter. Scooter, what's this?
Scooter, what was that?
That's pretty magical, Scooter. Where we got... Hey, Scooter, show me what a car sounds like. Thank you. And with that, I think we're going to end it.
That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. If somehow someone listens to this and likes it, which is unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us. Yeah, tweet at us for suggestions on what we should talk about next.
Mm-hmm.
We will read tweets at the beginning of the podcast. If you do tweet at us.
I'll tweet you, Jack.
I will read anything.
Okay.
I mean anything.
Whoa.
If you say something racist,
whoa,
I won't say it.
Okay.
Besides that, anything.
Okay.
If you send me a dick pic, I can't say it.
You'll interpret.
Because there's nothing there to say. I'll just describe it.
Okay.
Vein to vein.
All right. So, is that it?
Yeah.
Are we cutting it?
Thanks, Peyton.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you for
Jack.
Being here. Thank you for coming into my home and not raping me.
Hey. You know, that's what I do best, not rape people.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
A sober...
No.
I know, a drunk no.
No.
Means no.
Okay. That's not what I thought you were going to say, but yeah, I agree with that one.
And a sober yes means yes. Sober no means no.
Okay, all right.
A drunk yes means no.
Okay, let's...
Basically, don't have sex until you're sober, or don't have sex at all.
I'm going to cut this one because it's getting real edgy.
Wait. Thanks, kids. Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe. YouTube link down below. Check out MoveTube. Check out Majestic Wolf on Twitch TV / Majestic Wolf. Send me your dicks.
Okay.
And we'll see ya
in a plastic baggie.
We'll see ya in the next one. Scooter, you got anything to say to end it off? What the fuck was that, Scooter? Let's do this. Thanks, Scooter.
Bye, love you guys.